there you go. That was clever, wasn't it? Three tunes for you. The first of them from Ronnie Ranald. One of his absolute tour de forces, I think, if that's the correct plural, tours de force, whichever it should be. Springtime on all of these tracks on the LP. EMI presents the magic of Ronnie Ranald. But people don't believe that it's him making all of those bird noises. But I keep emphasising time and again that it really is, or was. And that was followed by Pink Floyd and Wish You Could Were Here, of course, from the LP of the same title. And then the same tune as performed by The Enemies on Lookout Records from a split LP with Pitch Black. What else can I tell you? Oh, yeah. This is something going on at the legendary TJ's Newport Gwent, and it's Battle of the Bands presented by Newport YMCA this Saturday, June the 30th, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. All ages welcome, it says, in aid of Newport, something which I actually can't read, Youth Exchange, with the support of... Anyway, so it goes on. But that's this Saturday, TJ's Newport Gwent, Battle of the Bands. Not quite sure how that works, but if you go along, doubtless you'll find out, and very possibly hear some excellent music as well, and music which is perhaps not familiar to you, which is always a good thing, in my view. Right, where are we now? This is a record that Jeff Mills gave us when we were having dinner with him just a few days ago in Barcelona. The fun that we have on this programme, my goodness. Thank you. Yes, I made Jeff Mills, and 12-inch that he gave us in Barcelona. It's true. No point in saying that it isn't. And that's called UFO. And are we doing anything with Jeff Mills coming up?
Well, I thought we'd play out his set.
Right, OK. Well, can we do that?
Yeah.
OK, that's good. When are we going to do that? This is the stuff that was from Barcelona.
No.
OK. From Sonar. Right, this is a sound which is probably entirely familiar to you by now.
Of course I like to stand you.
Radiohead, of course, and that's from the LP Amnesiac, Life in a Glass House, with, amongst others, Humphrey Littleton, who in his day, well, his day seems to be now, actually, to be perfectly honest, one of the people that I admire most on earth, really, who isn't a footballer, I think that's fair to say. And when he was a younger lad, he used to go like this. Not sure of the exact date of that, but it comes from an LP called The Parlophones, 1949 to 1959. Records were released by Humphrey Littleton and his band on Parlophone Records during that decade. Come on and stomp, stomp, stomp is the uplifting title of that, and it's on Calligraph Records, and there are four records in the series, and that's from Volume 1. And this is Mortician, and a track from Relapse Records, the LP Domain of Death, and this is Bone Crusher. Thank you. And Skynet on Under Fire Records from the LP Clockwork, that's called Decoy. And before that is Mortician on Relapse Records from the LP Domain of Death. And that was called Bone Crusher. And have we contrived yet to get that Stacker and Skynet set onto the website?
Nearly there.
Nearly there. Nearly okay, there. We'll let you know as soon as it's available to you. Tonight we've got Chapter 13 in session. This is their Alpha Male.
Thank you. taken, but it's nothing you can't let go when we're here. We're here to kill the queers, and we're here, here to kill. Turn a page as the story goes. You're all heartstrings and you're one thing. It goes lips together and blow, and they won't say no. And we're here. We're here to kill the queers, and we're here.
Grade A stuff, I'd say. Chapter 13 in session, the first for the programme, and hopefully not the last, and that was called Alpha Male. And time now for the Pigs Big 78.
Lost John by Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group.
Yeah, I hear Chris. Now this year's a story about an escape convict called Long Gone Lost John. He's got a nice chorus, so if anybody want to join in, get away it goes. Sing them for them, boys.
Yeah.
Now he's long, long, long gone. Real nice. Now he's long, long, long gone. Hear what happened to him. Now Lost John was standing by the railroad track, waiting for the freight train to come back. The freight train came back and never made no stop. Lost John thought he'd have to ride the top. Now he's long, long, long gone.
That boy.
Now he's long, long, long gone. Yeah. Now Lost John came into my country woman's house. Sat there as quiet, just as quiet as a mouse. Said, Mr. Lost John, be my friend. Be my friend until the end. Cause I'm long, long, long gone. Hey, long, long, long gone. Now, she said, Lost John, have some beer. I'll send for the porter and I'll bring it here. He said, now, woman, don't you buy no beer. The cops is on my trail and they'll soon be here. And I'm long, long.
I could have played you that from a nice clean CD, but it sounds better to me that way, I think, on the 78. Pig's Big 78 for tonight, Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group, and Lost John. And I was reading someone, and it's really irritating me this, because I'd put them somewhere in an envelope, stuff about Lonnie Donegan, who is coming to this country because he lives in Spain now, and I think he's doing some gigs. And I've got information about these gigs somewhere, and I can't find it. There'll be a website. Will there be a website? Let's look for it. I think we ought to get him in to do a session, do you think? I think we should. Legendary man, quite clearly. This is Delicia.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Fussable, Terrestra, Panoptica and Bostitch. You've heard Panoptica already in this programme. You can hear Fussable live on, what's it called again?
One World,
on Thursday night on Radio 1. And that was Bostitch, and it's on Palm Pictures Records from an EP called Nortec Collective, and that was Polaris. And people occasionally email us or phone to say, whatever became of Pulp? Roughly speaking, this. Roughly speaking.
I used to hate the sun because it shone on everything I'd done. Made me feel that all that I had done was overfill the ashtray of my life. All my achievements in days of yore range from pathetic to postpone. But all that's gonna change because you come. Have to rise and ruin all my fun. Just turn over, close the curtains on the day. Thank you.
New from Pulp. You heard it first on Radio 1. Of course, the possibility exists that you didn't, but let's hope that you did. That's called Sunrise. And an email here from Mark Gorse says, John Lee Hooker sounded fine on a balmy night like this. Godspeed, Mr. Hooker. Working up here late in Wales, programme is sounding fine, enjoying the solar set last week. Looks like I'm up for a while. What does Mary Ann have to offer tonight? Some Bal Sagoth, I hope. And I don't know, is she listening or she's doing something next door? And it says here, though, that she's got... it says, get rocking with Mary Ann tonight from... did that sound convincing? I'll do that again. Get rocking with Mary Ann tonight with when Wayne from Static X will be under the influence. Not quite sure what that means, really, but it doesn't say whether there's any Bal Sagoth or not, but let's hope that there is. But Mary Ann is very busy next door, so doubtless it's going to be a wonderful programme. That's not entirely logical, I do appreciate, but at the same time, you've got to show enthusiasm. This is spectacular.
Cross the Eden, rise and cross the pagan.
Looking for a hey,
AI. Look, no, have no good fi say. So them criticize night and day. Look, no, worry reach nowhere. So them fight with night and day. Look, no, have no good fi say. So them criticize night.
Yeah.
Spectacular is the name of the artiste on this occasion, on Soundbox Records again, and that's called Better Life. And between now and the end of the programme, several references to the pig and myself being in bed, but nothing improper, let me tell you. Because when we were in Cognac on our way back from, driving back from Sonar on the Monday, we found an excellent Indian restaurant in Cognac, by the way, if you ever go there. And because most of these places, you think we're going to get some really fantastic meals, great little restaurants, and it's all pizza places, you know, just like it is everywhere else in the world. But there was a good Indian. Anyway, the following morning, I woke up quite early and was listening to a record which I'd been given on Active Suspension Records, an early summer 2001 promo sampler. And here's a track from that. The pig slept through this, I have to say. This is Melodium and Heiko, or possibly Hiko. No, I think Heiko. No, that really isn't the right one. Interesting. It's never done that before. Hold on a minute. Let's try that one again and see what happens. I mean, it started promisingly enough, but it's not going to happen. That's really embarrassing. Look at this machine. Shall I just take it out and bang it back in? Trying not to lose my temper the while. Let's see if it queues up. I'm sorry about this, listeners, but every once in a while the machinery conspires against you. OK, let's try it again. About about that. It genuinely was a mechanical breakdown. Melodium on Active Suspension Records from Paris, France, from their summer 2001 sampler. Heiko is the title of the track. Mark and Dave say they're just on their holidays at the moment after graduating. Whilst visiting Windermere and the lakes, we thought of you as we walked past the John Peel Inn. We presume that you know about this, but just thought we'd email you to let you know in case you had no idea. Keep up the programme. From Mark and Dave, listening via wind-up radio in the tent. Keep cranking those handles. And the last tune tonight from Chapter 13, their debut session for the programme, this is Axel B.
To make you